The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Preparation for Rosh Hashanah with Dona Shemori Lulei Hamanti. Shalom Avrocha. We're ready in the week before Rosh Hashanah started saying Slichas. And getting to the last pasuk of David Hashem Oyri. Last time we saw this pasuk, we're just going to add something to it. Lulei Hamanti Lios B'Tzuv Hashem Be'Etzokai. David HaMelech was saying that all the evil forces would have overcome him if it wouldn't be for the fact that he always had this bitachon in Hashem to see the goodness of Hashem, Eretz Chaim. What's this Eretz Chaim that he's talking about? To see the Tzuv Hashem Eretz Chaim. There's a Gemara in Yuma that talks about when the Kohen Gadol came out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Kodesh Kodashim in Yom Kippur. Now he said that when he walk out, he will be greeted, Ishi Kohen Gadol. Oh, sorry. When the ones that that sent would meet the Kohen Gadol, and they would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Sina Shlichusecho. We did your Shlichus. Lots of the day, so they found the Kohen Gadol in his house, they would say, Mechaye Chaim, Osina Shlichusecho. Mechaye Chaim, the person who gives life to those who are alive. We did his Shlichus. And the Gemara continues that when the Rabban would go home from Yeshiva and Pumpadisa on the vacations, Bein Hazmanim, whatever it was, they would also say, Mechayi Chayim, Yitem Lecha Chayim, Harukim V'Toivim, Mutukonim. The one who gives life to the alive. We see a new term. Generally, in the Tefillah, we say, Mechayi Meizim. Somebody is dead, you have to bring him to life. Here's a term that he's one who was involved in avoiding the Yom Kippur and the Talmid Chacham, the learning. They're getting a bracha of Mechaye Chayim. What does that mean? It means that the eternal life is in the world to come. But the question is, are we living this world or are we not living in this world? If we're really living, then basically what we're doing is we're taking advantage of this world, which is temporary, and converting it into eternal life. And that's chiyus, because chiyus is eternal. Life is eternal. Anything that's not eternal is in the process of dying. All the animals, all the wildlife in the world are dying. The second they're born, they're getting closer to the death. We're creating a fashion that's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're never dying. A body may be dying, but we... or rather, we are using every second of our life as much as we can to convert it into eternal life. So when talking about these people, the Talmid Chachomim, or the person that was involved in this mitzvah of bringing Kapor to Klal Yisrael, who is describing the Kohen Gadol, and you don't have to be learning in the yeshiva, and you don't have to be a kohen. It's a type of life that's called chai.
Kol HaLashon.
I'm taking advantage of life for things that have value, things that will remain with me. If a person puts some effort into his tefillah, he's taking that from dead time to lifetime. Every tefillah is something eternal. He gives some tzedakah. He transformed that money to be temporarily by him, to be permanently by him. The chesed, the same thing. Machshava toiva, a good thought, thought in Emuna Bitochen, a thought in Chesed, all those things are eternal. But he goes to work with the right intentions. He's doing it to support his family, to make a Mekaymus Chayvus. All three eternal. Everything in this world can be eternal. Wrapped up to us. So learning the Eretz Chaim, we're always yearning to be part of that Eretz Chaim, then we're basically yearning to be part of a Kodesh Bochel. Connected to a Kodesh Bochel. That's the Dora Melchor saying. Wherever I'm going, and he was a busy man, he was a king. He had many, many responsibilities. But he's always connected to a Kodesh Bochel. Kumar described so many different things about how Aram Malachim would get up late in the morning during the sleep, and he'd get up at Chatzai Salayla, the Hoyda is Hashem, the praise Hashem, and then he'd be involved in the needs of Kali as well, or the halachic needs, or the war, even they meant to, going to war to protect Kali as well. But it was all, the driving force behind him was, he was the Eretz Chaim. And because he was Eretz Chaim, he went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with him. And he was, didn't have to be afraid about any of his enemies, and that's what he's saying in the whole Mizmah. So like we're saying, as we're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah, it's a special time now. The whole Chodesh Elul is a man of Rachim V'Rotzen, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the time that we got the Kapara for the Luchas, Shivri Luchas, and as we get closer to Yom Kippur, the closeness that Hashem is showing to us becomes more and more intense. And all we have to do is the same. We have our challenges always, and we have the latest ways of the corona. It can cause anxiety and cause other things, and we don't have to have an anxiety. We have to do what we have to do. Get the vaccination. That's what we do. But we're not relying on the vaccination to save us. Hashem, if you rely on vaccination, it's not good. You see people that met such crazy precautions we spoke about in the past, so just remind ourselves. And it was really to the point that they thought that they're controlling the world. I'm going to make sure I don't get it. And those people, by and large, eventually Hashem showed them, you got it. And we're not going like that. We do what we can. We don't be annoyed by educators. But rather, we realize we're in Hashem's hands, and we do what we can to strengthen the mechazik, the things that are important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Use our time better. Take your time from things that are worthless, a dead time. So use it, and especially this time of year, it's a nice thing to say. If you're talking to Hillim, make sure we're davening properly. Zechulei. And if we do that, Mitzvah Hashem, we show Hashem that Hemanti, I believe, and I live my life in such a fashion, to be in that world of Eretz Chaim, world of life. If Hashem will get life, Chaim Tzev in this world, will get Chaim Tzev in the world to come.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.